Welcome to the Upfront Investor with Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within and author of the book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%. I'm Philip Wiedner, and today we're going to be speaking with Dale about leveraging. G'day Dale, how are you?
Oh, look, I'm really good today, Philip.
Excellent. Well, could you start off by defining leveraging for some of our listeners who may be unfamiliar with it? Like, can you tell us what it is?
Leveraging really is using somebody else's money. It's quite as simple as that. Leveraging comes from the concept of leveraging is having something increased. So therefore, when we're looking at leveraging in the financial services area, we're looking at people borrowing some money from a financial institution and placing into an investment. That's really sort of what leveraging is about.
Sure. Now, is leveraging, like I've heard, from what I've heard about it, it can be risky if you don't know what you're doing. What's your views on that?
Absolutely. I find a lot of people get into sort of leveraging or leveraging techniques and they don't really understand what they're doing. So I really suggest people should only leverage if they have a bit of a proven track record and they really know what they're doing. You really do need to look at it because leveraging can be really profitable, but it can actually cause some losses as well. But having said that, leveraging and gearing is also something that I really really think people should be doing. But as I said, you need to be a bit more experienced to do that. After all, if you can't make money with cash, you really shouldn't be able to look at you shouldn't look at leveraging.
Wise words for sure. Now, next question. It's borrowing, as you say, from financial institutions. It sounds very similar to borrowing your home. Would that be a type of leveraging or not?
Well, leveraging is the traditional... borrowing for a home is the traditional form of leveraging that pretty much everybody has done. I mean, they get their 10, 20, 30% deposit for their house, go to the bank manager and take their hat off and stick it out in front of the manager and say, fill up my hat and so I can go and buy a home. And then they've got a 25-year boat anchor that they've got to pay off. So, and that's really the traditional form of leveraging that people do. But you can actually do it to increase your wealth. And that's what we're talking about here is a lot of people buy the house, which is their family home. So it's a lifestyle choice, not an investment choice. And people treat their home as an investment, and it really isn't that much of an investment. When you look at leveraging on a house and the interest you pay for that house over that 25-year period, the interest has just covered the capital gain that you've covered. So at the end of 25 years, you've paid out the same amount as what your house is worth. Whereas leveraging to invest is actually using leveraging to increase your capital and keeping your costs lower so that there's a big difference between what you've paid out and what you now have.
Excellent. Well, could you explain to us some of the benefits of how leveraging works more for gains? Like,
well, I think, I mean, in today's society, I mean, back in the olden days, as they say, what they say, the good old days, people didn't need to use leveraging because, you know, the government looked after us. Pensions were a lot higher than per weight, but on the percentage of wages back, you know, 30, 40 years ago. We didn't have high expenditure. We didn't need to have a plasma screen in our lounge room and a Mercedes-Benz in our driveway and a boat in the bay. We've got lots more pressure, whereas today's society needs to leverage. You will not retire comfortably without having leverage in your life. You've got to have it. So it's not if I'll ever do it, it's when that you should be doing it. So with leveraging, it's lots of different ways of doing it in the share market. You can do it by using specific products like futures, options, warrants, CFDs. You can also use things like margin lending or even using lines of credit on your house. I mean, people buy investment properties using a line of credit out of their house. You can actually use that money to buy shares. As I said, margin lending is very similar to lines of credit, but using shares as security. But then there are other products as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, many people are reluctant to, I suppose it's the old Australian thing, buy land. You know, everyone wants to own a house, but some people are always reluctant to leverage on shares. But it is beneficial, isn't it, really? I mean, shares and an investment property really aren't different. You're trying to achieve the same ends. Would you say that's...
Well, you are trying to achieve the same end. I mean, obviously, the whole idea of buying an investment property is to make money, and the same with leveraging to buy shares. But you actually make more money out of the shares. Because a lot of people don't realise that when you purchase a property for investing, you're paying the interest on that, but you're also paying things like maintenance and agent fees and a whole range of different things. And, I mean, you can do a scenario where your house doubles, and if you have to replace a water heater and a few other things in that house and doing maintenance on that, you end up getting a return of somewhere around 12%. Whereas with shares, you can be getting more than 20%+ per year quite easily, just by buying blue chip shares, because once you've bought a share, there's no cost, zero cost. You don't have to worry about tenants, and you can sell them and have your money within 3 days. So it's very liquid, It's very good growth and I believe very, very low risk if you do it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, just so our listeners are informed, perhaps you could tell us what are some of the negatives? What are some of the risks perhaps involved with leveraging? Is there anything major that you...
Oh, absolutely. Most people would, as I said, they understand the concept of leveraging and obviously they do it with their house, but there are downside risks. If you pick the wrong shares and they go backwards on you and they get into a loss situation, you're not only losing money on your capital's going down, but you're also paying for the privilege to have money being lost. So therefore, you can actually accelerate your returns and get very, very good returns using leverage, but you can also accelerate your losses. Mm-hmm. So one of the worst things you can do is obviously hold on to losing positions that are actually leveraged. And that gets back down to what we've talked about in the past, is knowing when to get out. Mm-hmm. You need to be very, very positive about what you're doing, your goals of your portfolio when you're using leverage, and know that you must sell shares that are losing you money, because that's a very big downside.
Now, obviously, as we've said, leveraging can be an example of positive, but I guess it's all about education, really, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, really, absolutely. There's lots of different educational seminars around. Some of the banks do them. Some of the financial planning institutions do them. I mean, they're all easy to find out about leveraging. There are products in the banking industry that they're very, very low risk, but still offer you really, really good leveraging. There's some great products coming out from that. But I'd say suggest people to really educate themselves. I mean, in my book, I talk about using margin lending and how that can work for people in a very, very low risk way. I mean, you can even create a portfolio with no risk and still leverage if you understand what you need to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, all this is covered in your book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah, I talk about leveraging, I talk about margin lending and how to use that effectively. So that is covered in my book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%.
Wonderful. Well, if you would like any further information on any of the topics discussed today, you can contact Wealth Within by visiting their website, www.wealthwithin.com.au. Dale, thank you, and I look forward to chatting with you next time.
My pleasure.
Wonderful.